We extend to you a warm-hearted welcome from the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
The hymns used on our program today are sung by the National Christian Choir, and we thank them for this great contribution. Where do you go for a lift when you're depressed? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you for all of the joyous moments that we have as we walk through life. But we pray, O God, that when we have those difficult times, times when we are really afraid, times when we know not what the future holds for us, that we may turn to you for a word, and that we may sense your presence with us, for that has been your promise, that when the Holy Spirit comes and lives in our hearts and speaks through your word, we will be comforted. Be with us and help us in this area as we study your word together this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear God's word as it is recorded in the 33rd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. And here Moses is giving his farewell address to the people of Israel. He says to them, "As your day is, so shall your strength be. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are his everlasting arms." Here ends a reading of God's holy word.
Jesus, like a fragrance.
friends in Christ. The maturing Christian takes God's word very seriously. He or she reads it regularly. They hear it preached on a weekly basis. They're very concerned about the message that they hear. If the gospel does not ring clearly, there is a time when adjustments have to be made as far as worship is concerned. Maybe it's to go to another church. Maybe it's to have a friendly and kind visit with the preacher about your problem that you're not hearing the word of God. At least something needs to be done, because the maturing Christian, regardless of what we say, needs to hear consistently the whole counsel of God as it is revealed in the Scriptures. We go to church to be fed. Occasionally I hear people say we go to church to give something. Well, I imagine that that is true, but primarily we go to church to be fed on the Word of God. The maturing Christian is also one, I believe, though the numbers may be fewer, who memorizes God's Word. And he puts that Word into a file that can be recalled whenever a particular need comes up. That Word is put in his brain. That Word is put more in his heart. And when all of a sudden life presents us with a circumstance, there it is. And at that moment, God is speaking through the Holy Spirit to you and to me what has been revealed. Now, the word that I have in mind today is recorded in the 33rd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Here it is. As your days, so shall your strength be. The eternal God is your resting place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Those words came from the lips of Moses. And you'll recall that Moses had taken the people of Israel and moved them on towards the promised land. But they were a rebellious people, and God had to deal with them. The results were, and we'll not get into the details of all of that, for that is not why we're talking about this particular thing in our sermon today. The results were that God said to them, because you have been so rebellious, I am not going to permit you, the present generation, to move into the promised land. All of you will stay behind except two, and that is Joshua and Caleb. Now they get close to that 40-year time that they were there in the wilderness, and God took Moses up onto the top of Mount Nebo. From Mount Nebo, he could see the promised land that was going to be the possession of the people of Israel. But then God said to him, well, you know, Moses, you cannot go along, because you too have been a disobedient person. As faithful as he was, there was a time when Moses went above God's word. You can read about it in the 20th chapter of Numbers. The people were thirsting to death, and God told Moses to address the rock and there would be water. Instead of that, he hit the rock. Seems to be a very menial thing, but so it happened. And as a result of that, he said to Moses, because of your treason, I am not going to let you lead the people into the promised land. So now at the age of 120 years, while it says his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone, God took him there on the top of Mount Nebo, and no one was able to find his grave. Joshua and Caleb were to lead the people into the promised land. He knew where they were going, and he knew, meaning God, that it would be a very, very difficult time. There would be wars that would have to be fought. There would be a rebellious people who would continue to cry out, "Why did you bring us out here? Why didn't you leave us back where our fathers were? At least it was tolerable there." And so Joshua got the full brunt of their complaints, and life was extremely difficult. That is a word that I would like to talk to us about for a few minutes today. The eternal God is your resting place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. That was what Moses wanted the people of Israel to know, that when the going was the toughest, God would be with them. And as their day was, so their strength was going to be. What promises! How important it was that they were put into the people's hearts and put into their heads. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the day that he ascended into heaven, and when he had commissioned the disciples, said something very similar. "You go and make disciples of all nations by baptizing and teaching them." And he could have just as well have said, "It's going to be a tough time. Most of you are going to die for the cause of the faith. Not going to be easy. It's not going to be a popularity contest. Not going to be something that is perfectly wonderful to be a part of, in one sense of the word." But then he gave them a promise. "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Notice what God is doing. He is saying to them, and that is my theme today, "You're in God's hands, children. I'm with you." When Jesus utters these words, the people knew the full gospel. For at that time, Jesus had suffered and died at the cross and had paid the price for the sins of the world. He had told them that if they would trust him, their sins would be forgiven, and they would be brought into a personal relationship with God, and he would walk with them under all circumstances in this life, and then when they died, he would take them home to heaven. That, my friend, is a promise that he gives to you and to me today. What Moses gave to Israel has been completed in the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord. What Jesus said to the disciples was fulfilled, and they were kept under his protecting hand, and today live with him in the kingdom of God. And what he says to us is just as true. Therefore, as one of those precious promises that has come to us from God, how we needed to put it into our spiritual computer, and how we need from day to day to push the button and recall what our Lord has promised, that underneath are the everlasting arms. I'm with you. Under my wings you are safely abiding. Though the night is dark, and though the difficulties are very difficult, I probably preached to some of you today who live in a dark, dark, gloomy place. I don't mean physically, but there's something wrong in your family. There's something wrong in your being. There's something wrong in your job or whatever it might be. And as you put on the button this morning and got this voice, I want you to hear that voice saying, as a part of the message from the kingdom of God, the eternal God is your resting place. And underneath can be your everlasting arms. You have to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord and trust him, and he brings you into fellowship with God. And here that promise really is. In a retirement center where I am living, We have a beautiful, independent living structure, as I've described to you many a time. But being constructed right next to the building in which my wife and I reside is another building. And outwardly, it is just as pretty, perhaps just a little nicer than ours because it's newer and have got new ideas, and we're thankful that it's going up. But one section of that building is an Alzheimer's unit. I can just imagine how some of the people feel who have been diagnosed with early symptoms of anxiety and possibly Alzheimer's. I can just imagine how their loved ones must feel. Is what my husband or my wife is going to die from going to lead them to that place? It's a beautiful place. It's the finest that can be provided for us while we're on this earth. I've talked with people who are in that circumstance, and I can't imagine anything being any worse than existing here on this earth, that is, the body functioning to some extent, but not being able to recall anything. I think that is one of the most difficult illnesses that one can endure. Now, let's just imagine that building is going up and you see it and it's a reminder. And more than that, the reminder is around you every day. As you take the pill to try to ward it off for a little while, or see your loved one do it. What do you do? I'm trying to make this as graphic as I can because we need to make the application of this passage of God's word. It speaks, it's practical. It needs to be in our spiritual computer. We need to push the button real often and recall that it is circumstances like this where Jesus has said, "Don't fear. I am with you always. I'll never let you down." And Moses said, as your day is, so your strength is going to be. When that day comes, I will provide. Enjoy today. That's all you have. You're walking with me. I'm going to show you some great things. You're going to have fun trusting in me. And when that day comes, then you will experience full hand that underneath are my everlasting arms, and I will lift you up. Isn't that a blessed promise that comes to us from God's holy word? You say this is theory, try it, my friend. Visit with the people who had thrown themselves into the arms of God and have said, "I could not endure if it were not for the strength that you have given to me." You know where I was introduced to that verse? I'm sure that I had read it several times during my theological training and Bible reading per se. Oh, I've probably said it to you before because it is so precious to me. When my wife was so she could talk to me, I asked her, "What was it that helped you when you were in a semi-conscious state?" I've told you this before. "What was it that gave you strength when you were in and out of it all?" And she said, "That promise from God, the eternal God is your resting place, and underneath are his everlasting arms." And then she said it was a passage that my father so often read and used in our family devotions. "My grace is sufficient for you." There I found my peace, and there I knew all was well. In a very unclear state of mind, she could push the button and recall the promises of God. Don't let them pass you by, friend. I think of these poor parents and husbands or wives who are sending their loved ones off to this war. where our men and our women continue to be killed. What better way to go with them to where the bus takes them away from you for a period of time, and in a few cases, percentage-wise, never to come back. To put your arms around that particular person as a mother or a wife, a father or a husband, and say, my dear, my prayers go with you. But let's have this as our parting word. The eternal God is your resting place. And even in war-torn lands, the everlasting arms will lift you up. That you can do, my friend. Or if you're lying on a bed today and your loved ones have come to see you and they don't know what to say because you're not as well as you were a couple of weeks ago when they saw you. If you're a maturing Christian, could you possibly smile at them and say, I know how uncomfortable you are, and I know how sad you are, and that's natural, and I'm sad too. I don't want to leave you, but I got a promise that the eternal God is my resting place, and underneath are his everlasting arms. And to your children and your grandchildren who are leaving home for the first time, give them that promise. And so now we have had three promises. 3 weeks ago, he calls us by name. We are his. Another time, he said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Here's a third one to put into the spiritual computer. The eternal God is your resting place, and underneath are his everlasting arms. Amen. Father in heaven, what a joy it is to hear that invitation that has come from you to us, that you have given your Son, and that if we trust in him as Savior and Lord, then we are your eternal children. And then we can live with these promises and know that you're so personal that you call us by name. And where we hear you saying, When the going is rough, just remember this. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But with me, you can bear much fruit. And then today, to hear you say, as your day is, so your strength is going to be. May we place them in our spiritual computer, and may we push the button and recall them whenever they are necessary. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. May God's richest blessings be with you this week. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by its listening family. Please consider, if you are in a position to do so, sending a financial gift. In this way, you become a partner in carrying out our mission to proclaim Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world and personal Savior to all who receive Him. God's blessings to each of you. Today's service is available to be read or heard anytime on the internet. Our website has many spiritual helps, including a daily devotion, Bible study helps, and a preview of the coming program. Visit us at christiancrusaders.org. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders broadcasts over 18 radio stations in 9 states, shortwave in Europe, and on the internet at christiancrusaders.org. We are grateful you chose to worship with us today and pray you will worship with us next Sunday on this station. Christian Crusaders is now in its 70th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.